706 Hudson Valley Focus live on the Beacon. Let me say good morning to Dutchess County Executive Sue Serino. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for taking some time. I know you're at an event this morning, but thank you for taking time to spend a couple minutes with us here. We've got a couple of really important things to talk about, and then we'll be working with your office to set up a time for you to come in studio with me and spend greater length of time really going over Dutchess County issues. But, Sue, one of the things that came up the other day, it's of huge concern to me personally and listeners, is the flip in the Democrat-Republican majority in the Dutchess County legislature. And on Monday night, the vote to take down what I call the firewall on how to spend the fund reserve. I've been, deeply involved with this issue all the way back since about 1991, 1992. And the one thing that Dutchess County that has saved us in economic crisis has been a very strong, fiscal accountability and a very strong fund reserve. Your thoughts, please.
Yeah, it is a major, structural change right now to one of the county's key fiscal safeguards. But, I don't want people to panic because as the county executive, I still remain that check on any runaway spending. So, and I would love to come in and talk to you about this, Tom. I know we're going to set up another day.
Yes.
So we can really, talk more in depth about it.
Yes.
But I just don't want people to panic because, I am able to, like I said, be the check on that any runaway spending. And that's very important for folks to know. But today, I'm excited actually to talk about two things because we have the trade fair tonight.
Absolutely.
This morning, which kind of goes hand in hand, I'm speaking at Rebuilding Together. And have you ever worked with them, Tom?
Not directly. I certainly over the years I've had them on the show multiple times, but not to physically go out and build. I have friends who have done that.
Yeah, I painted with Congressman Chris Gibson years ago when I first got into the state senator, I was in the legislature, I'm not sure. But they actually, their program with the seniors and the veterans,
yes,
making their home safe in the spring and the fall, is something key for people to know. And even when they need, if it's a senior and they need a minor fix right now,
sure,
they can call Office for the Aging and work with them to help them. But tonight I'm doing my skilled trades fair event at Arlington High School from 6 to 8, and really excited about it. I believe we have 80 vendors that'll be there. And the neat thing, too, is now the students are really getting involved. Besides the students that come and learn about the trades, but there are 60 volunteer students that are working with us tonight, which is very exciting because they're thrilled. And it was actually a student that brought this to me, Mia Newsom. When you know how we do the Golden Gathering,
yes,
in September for the seniors,
uh-huh,
the over 60 group, there was a student that came up to me. Her name was Mia Newsom, and she said, "Why can't you do the skilled trades event at our school?" Because I was doing them at Wappingers,
yes,
and I said, "I will absolutely do that." And it's really taken off. It's very organized. So and we have like James Taylor Manufacturing will be there, Arlington Fire District, carpenters, welders, there's investment planners, volunteer organizations. Habitat for Humanity is going to be there, too. So it's really going to be a great night with a lot of folks and a lot of information for our students and actually people that are looking for a second career, too, right?
Yes, yes. And Dutch County Executive Sue Serino on with me. One thing, Sue, that I think would be all important, even if somebody themselves isn't thinking about the career in the trades, please go to this event tonight and learn about it so you can, spread those ideas and share this information maybe to your kids, your grandkids, your nieces and nephews. Learn about these real, real, real solid opportunities that are here in our community. And I think I do the twice monthly show with Harold King and Johnny Ann Hansen with the Council of Industry, the Manufacturers Trade Group. And we have, thank God I have seen now in the last 10 years strong momentum building to train the next generation of skilled people who our society desperately needs to stay functioning, Sue.
Oh, absolutely. And, they're such good paying jobs. I remember when I was in the Senate and I had a group of 50 city school boys come up and talk to me, And we were talking about like plumbers and welders and saying, you know, this could be a six-figure career for you. And they start off pretty high. And their eyes open. Like nobody had ever given them that opportunity before to even talk about it. So we are really changing the conversation. And, you know, it's great. We do three a year. We work with BOCES. Last fall, we did one in Red Hook. The year before, it was Hyde Park. We'll be doing one in Wappingers again. So it's really good. But the other one I want to tell you about, Tom, and I don't know if you were there when I did the skills training. Five and older.
Say that again, Sue. Your phone cut out for a second. I'm sorry. Say it again.
Yeah, I did a skilled trades event for people that are 55 years and older last summer. And so we had 500 people come in 2 hours, which was unbelievable. We had it at the Wallace Center.
Yes.
And they came with these amazing hands.
I remember
that.
But the
problem was, we had a lot of volunteer organizations because people think, okay, when somebody's retired, they want to volunteer. No, these are folks that actually have some great skill sets that want to put them back to work. So I'll be working with Frank Casella from the Chamber this year, and so Louise McLaughlin, and we're going to form another one that we're going to have more job opportunities for seniors that either just want to work or unfortunately maybe have to work. So that'll be great too. But tonight I really hope that folks come out and visit us at Arlington High School from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. I want to thank Superintendent Phil Benanti for welcoming us into the district. And then there was a teacher, Tara Martin, too, who played a vital role with me and Newsom for organizing this whole thing. So, and Principal Mike Murphy, too.
Yes, yes. And I mean, you mentioned Wappinger. Superintendent Dwight Bonk was in with me a week or so ago. A tremendous, tremendous champion of these skilled trades. And so I want to carry that over. I mean, you mentioned the Dutchess BOCES, but we are very fortunate that we have from our public schools to our BOCES systems and then on to our community colleges. And here in the Hudson Valley, we then have SUNY New Paltz across the river where people can follow that pathway and get a great, great, relevant education in an affordable way. The community college resources here with the mechatronics lab down the road from where I am, the aviation center at the airport. I mean, unbelievable, unbelievable what young people have today for tools right here in the Valley. Sue?
Yes, we are very fortunate. I love the mechatronics lab. And in the aviation program, I went and visited them, and that just keeps on growing.
Yes.
And it's wonderful. So it's so exciting that, you know, our college jumped into this and has been a great partner with us, too, as is BOCES. You know, all of the schools. And when you mentioned Dr. Bonk, Dr. Bonk was the first one when I said to him, I want to do this trades event. I don't know how it's going to be. And he said, yes, we want to do it. And we had 400 students and parents come.
Absolutely.
Because we did it at night, right, where kids are actually engaged.
Yes.
It's not like a morning career trade fair where maybe they're not, you know, not paying as much attention because here their parents and sometimes grandparents are with them, too, which is great.
Exactly. So tonight, Wednesday, February 11th, 6 to 8 p.m., Arlington High School, 1157 Route 55, LaGrangeville. And, you know, this is for kids and adults. And you know, even if they're outside of Dutchess County, they're still welcome to attend and learn about what's going on. And Sue, I will get with your office and get set up to have you come on and spend time with me because it is such a critically important year with the state assembly, Senate, governor's race, congressional races, and then all that the impacts here. Last year when the state imposed the, you know, the realignment of the voting for the county elections, people think, well, I just voted for my county legislator. Well, you have to do it again this year, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's very confusing for a lot of folks, and it's important that people get out and exercise their right to vote.
And we'll try
we'll be talking about that. throughout the year, too.
So coming up after the 7:30 break, Dutchess County Clerk Brad Kendall is going to be in with me because as of next Monday, the motor vehicle has a whole new point system coming out that could have a huge impact on people's driver's licenses, the cost of their insurance, et cetera. So Brad's going to be in, and we're going to explain to people how important that is. And then the big technology upgrade that's coming from the DMV that's going to shut down services for a few days. So
and thank you for thank you for having Brad on, because so often these bills get passed in Albany, and they don't do a good job, and not our local representatives. I'm talking about Albany itself.
Yes.
They throw these things out there without a lot of details, but yet people have to abide by these rules and they don't know about them, and it's a surprise hit. So thank you very much.
And they're huge. They're huge. I mean, the cell phone law change is huge. And which can really impact people. Well, Sue, be well, and then we'll look forward to having you in the studio real soon.
Great. Thanks, Tom. Have an awesome day.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. 717 on Norwood Hudson Valley Focus Live. Let's get the sports update from the Zoles and then back on the Beacon.